Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African nation of Ethiopia is considered a Christian nation. However, the Bible reveals that Ethiopia has a major role in the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. That's the headline. David James, on the ground in Ethiopia, will give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Islam makes up about a third of the country, that's the population we're talking about. The mainstream media is not reporting the extreme violence against Christians in parts of Africa. It is happening. What's the situation, David, there in Ethiopia?
Well, as you know, sometimes it's really difficult to get an accurate sense of what's happening in countries like this. So on the one hand, a lot of violence, especially against Christians, is not reported by the mainstream media, as you noted.
And we see Ethiopia as one of the countries mentioned, for example, in Ezekiel 38, Daniel chapter 11, as having a significant role in the future prophetic scenario.
You're exactly right. And if you do a search on Ethiopia in the Bible, it's mentioned around 20 times. We first read about it in Genesis chapter 2 and as part of even the creation account. And then several times in Ezekiel, including the chapter 38 that you just mentioned. And the context of that passage is a war involving a coalition of Islamic nations that will come against Israel in the future, led by Gog of Magog, which many see as being Russia, and their goal will be the total destruction of Israel. Ethiopia is listed along with seven other nations in this coalition that includes Iran and Libya. Since the passage describes Israel as living in peace with unwalled villages at the time of the attack, I think the war must be after the rapture of the church and after the Antichrist affirms the Treaty of Daniel 9 that protects Israel from her Islamic enemies. Gog and his armies will go against the Antichrist, and this will include Ethiopia. And we read that God himself is going to destroy this coalition of armies, that maybe the Antichrist may try to take credit for saving Israel, even though it was God. And this could be one way that the world will be deceived into thinking that he is the savior of the world. Ethiopia has a role.
David James with his report on what the Bible says about Ethiopia and that country's role in the end of time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophets, Daniel and Ezekiel, both foretold the scenario for the end of times for the African nation of Ethiopia. Daniel mentioned Ethiopia in Daniel chapter 11, verse 43. And Ezekiel, in his prophetic book, in Ezekiel 38, 5. Dave's report on the ground in Ethiopia helps us to see how this world is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...